from your home for playoffs and playoff words. Recorded live from a studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How are we doing?
We're all right.
Yeah.
And the weather brought to you... No, I'm
sorry. Yeah, no, there's no weather out today. It's a Wednesday cold afternoon, but it's chilly. Yeah, it feels wintry out there. Did you know...
When I get up this in the mornings for work, I'm up at like 4:30 in the morning, quarter to five.
Yeah.
When I walked outside to let the dog out, the wind almost blew my stocking cap off.
Oh, that's no good. No, it was 50. Windy. It was a high of 50 yesterday, and now we are talking about the weather. That's how you can tell it's winter.
Yeah. Wisconsin.
Yep. Yeah, it's okay. It happens. It totally does. We've seen worse, and we'll see better.
Sooner or later.
We want to talk about sports?
We can, I guess.
It was, and I'm not just saying this for hyperbole's sake, it was the greatest weekend of playoff football in the history of playoff football. Close? That's pretty close.
I mean,
right?
Everybody said it was because, I mean, you had college playoffs.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, because it's been a week since we've...
It's been all of a week since we've run into each other. Yeah,
I mean,
no,
it doesn't matter if the playoff... I mean, it might be a good game in the college. Mm-hmm. Miami and Indiana.
I mean, Indiana... And I had it on my list of things to eventually get to talking about because I would go out on a limb and say that you and I combined know slim to none about the depths of college football. Right? Like, I know Indiana is the best team in the country. I know that their quarterback, Fernando Mendoza, won the Heisman. And as a draft guy, I know that he's going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's outplayed everyone else that would be his competition for, say, best quarterback or best player in the draft.
I mean, they throttled Oregon.
They whooped up on an Oregon, I don't know. But an Oregon team that, that they were supposed to be the second best team in the Big Ten, and Indiana took them out early, beat them often, and I think scored like 40-something.
50-something? I just had it in front of me.
812-6, I believe, was the final score of that game. It was
56-22.
It was 35 to at 6 or something at halftime. It was over early. Other than that, I don't know much about Miami. I know Miami was looked at as the...
I mean, they beat Ohio, who's number two.
Yep. Well, Miami
was... everybody they beat. I mean, except for that Ole Miss game, which is really close. I actually watched some of it. It was...
Okay.
It was a good game. It went back and forth, and Miami just wanted it worse.
So. Miami hasn't been, I guess, national championship relevant for...
A long time.
I can't believe it's been that long since Jeremy Shockey, Clinton Portis, the days where they had the greatest college football team I'd ever seen. It's been a long time. Miami was looked at as the least talented team in the playoffs, a team that should have been Notre Dame or should have been somebody else. So
it's proven so far up to this point that they deserve to be in.
Absolutely. They came in on a winning hot streak, and they've continued to be on it, beating teams that in theory were better. I don't know. That game, I think, is it Tuesday next Monday will be the college national championship game. My only lament on that is you look at when the season for college football actually started, how long of a season it's been. Their season is like 8 months long. It's like a baseball season long.
Right.
They position themselves, this national championship is their standalone game. You know, there's no other pro football going on. There's no other events going on a Monday night. So they really do get the audience. But yeah, I don't know anything. College football transfers in the NIL portal have
made it. It's so weird. You're not getting.
Yep. Unless I'm a diehard Indiana University fan, I can honestly not tell you two players on either roster. I know Miami's got a couple of first round picks on their defense.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
Indiana, I mean, what's his name? Fernando?
Fernando Mendoza.
Yes.
Yes. Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah.
He'll go number one. Speaking of not going out in the draft, Moore, which from Oregon, decided today that he's going to stay at Oregon and not be potentially the number two, three, top pick.
And we were talking off the air, Dante Moore is the second best quarterback prospect in the draft, at least before the draft process fires off.
Because more than likely, Mendoza was going to be number one.
Yeah, he outplayed Moore in the semifinal football game. Outplayed him by a large margin. If you were comparing apples to apples, that was a bad apple. Dante Moore. So he's coming back to college, coming back to an Oregon team, franchise, or university that also signed Dominic Raiola. He was a best high school player, went to Nebraska, transferred to Oregon to be
the quarterback,
the next quarterback to go in the draft, like Dylan Gabriel before him, and on and on and on. Well, now he's going there to basically be a backup. They're the Oregon, because they're paying college players now, the Oregon quarterback room is going to be making about $13 million this year for three college guys.
At some point, they're going to be a salary cap for schools.
I don't know how you cap it.
Something.
I don't know how you decide that money can't be spent on a quarterback. Who?
I know.
How? And I don't know how you set up a structure like that.
When they accepted the NIL, they just went willy-nilly, just whatever.
Sure.
You know, they should have put parameters and limits. And I mean, it's a free-for-all, and it's just like the Wild West.
I think the NIL, the name and image likeness, players getting paid is fantastic and correct and transparent. The problem is it went from these players for 100 years have been getting paid under the table to participate in...
No, they weren't.
...in football. But the thing is, it was only in the major sports, football, basketball, as these players were getting paid. So all of these other thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of athletes were getting left out in the cold, not getting any money. Now everybody's getting some money, which is great. You know, the guy on the swim team is getting some money. If you've ever been a struggling college kid, your rent paid would be fantastic.
Right.
So the guy at Division II Tarlington State on the rowing team can get some money. Something. Everybody can get something, which is better than nothing.
But with those top two sports, basketball, football,
yeah,
it's ridiculous, though.
Obscene the amount of money that is passing around. Wisconsin just spent millions and millions of dollars. It's interesting, too, when
Who's
they talk
coach?
About... Don't do this. We're having such a good show. Did you know they re-signed Luke Fickell to come back next year? Yeah, and the Vikings brought back Mike Tice. Going to be a terrible year for local sports. It's going to be a
Tice
lot of... Mike
still alive?
I mean, was he when he was coaching? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, was he really doing much when he was there? I don't know. That went dark. How dare we? Can we stop doing that? the transfer portal has left a lot to be there's a lot on the table, a lot of meat on the bone on that.
The loyalty
is zero.
And for the most part, unless you're Indiana, because he didn't have anybody 4 or 5 stars signed.
Yes.
But he'll probably will after this, but I don't know.
There's money. This money was getting spent. These boosters were trying to spend this money on something.
Here's a car.
You know, so at least now they're getting some structure in place. It gives if you're at Indiana 5 years ago without this name and image likeness, Indiana would never be talked about in the realm of college football. They were at the bottom. They were where Wisconsin is now. They were worse. They had 1 and 2 win seasons for a very long time. Without this, Indiana...
I mean, coach makes a difference.
But they couldn't do this without signing the coach, without knowing that they could put the boosters in place.
Right.
To bring the transfer portal, his guys from James Madison have won him a championship.
Yeah. It helped.
No, it's a whole... It's better than the old system.
They're talking about expanding the playoffs to next year.
I don't like that.
Nobody liked
that at all.
I
liked it when it was 2 teams. I liked it when it was 4.
Because of the other bowls then kind of made something.
Yes, it made you pay attention. Now you can stop paying attention to college but football for basically 3 months.
If you had no team involved yet.
Yeah. And if you're Wisconsin, it's hard to pay attention at all because they've been terrible all year.
Why?
But their coaching's awful. But they signed. Here's how. But the NIL transfer portal has done this. I get excited about Wisconsin's team next year. Looking at who they've transferred in, they have transferred in legit talent from USC.
Which is surprising. Iowa State really bribed them.
Yeah, Old Dominion, the best quarterback in division, in Power Four, in like the lower division of college football, is coming to Wisconsin next year. Yeah. And I hear you.
Division what?
He was a top 15 transfer in. He was...
From Division Four?
From Power Four. Old Dominion. He went to Old Dominion.
Division Three.
A team that won 12 games last year.
Division Two?
They played against Villanova in the playoffs. You know what
football.
I'm saying? It's,
Division Two,
but this is what gets me excited as a fan. Is at least I've got the reload happens quickly.
Yes,
back in the old days, a guy would transfer in, you'd have to wait a year, and then you'd forget about him, and then he comes onto the team. You're like, oh, this guy's gonna save us.
There's got to be a happy medium between all this.
Maybe it's hard to tell. It's not out there yet.
There's
way too much money in college sports for them to really need a solution.
Yeah, I know.
Because everybody's making money. The players, the coaches, the universities, and the channels, the networks.
If the NIL was not in place,
yes.
Do you think Dante Moore would have gone to the NFL?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're seeing, as a result of this NIL, you're seeing guys choosing to stay in college. You're seeing less juniors and
especially if you can buy his parents a house.
Yes. You can, if your goal is financial stability as a person, you're getting that through the NIL. Through 4 years of college, you could make yourself $20 million. Enough to be successful for, and you get a degree, enough to be successful forever. So, yeah, I do like, for that reason, you're getting guys coming back. Instead of somebody like a Johnny Manziel a few years ago, redshirt sophomore after 1 year in the university, gone. You know, real quick. Just out the door as
like
quickly
basketball.
As quickly the one and duns have sort of gone away in college basketball too. That's made college basketball a much stronger product, and as a result, the NBA is a little better for it too.
Okay.
Wow.
That was a lot of college. I didn't think we were going to talk about college that much.
Me either. That was a lot of college.
Because there's a lot of NFL still going on.
There's way more better things than Wisconsin basketball has been on a real heater the last couple of weeks. They beat,
but don't they just usually go up and then down, and they make their way into the playoffs?
Not this year, Holton. Not this year. We're doing it this year, buddy. We are going to win a championship.
Ooh.
With, you know, why not? It's the Wisconsin Badgers in consecutive games beat the number one team in the country, Michigan, by three at the buzzer. They beat UCLA. Michigan, and then they beat your Gophers. Minnesota Gophers
by three
with John Blackwell hitting a game-winning three from just a step inside half court. It was a really dramatic 10 seconds. Missed free throw. Minnesota comes down, hits a three to tie it. Wisconsin comes down, hits a three at the buzzer to win it at the barn. Very exciting. People
still
jumping
in sixth
up
place, though.
You know, sixth. It's okay. Look at their record. They're going to be a tournament team. They're one of the best to be in college. All you got to do is be one of the best 68 teams in the country.
Is it 68 now? Because you get the
they've
wild card
the
kind
expansion.
Of thing going on.
They don't call it the wild card, but yes, yeah. They call it the first four.
Wow, whatever.
Because those are literally the first four games. The first four teams.
Nebraska's undefeated.
Nebraska is undefeated. They've done the transfer portal really well. They've done what Indiana football has done. They've brought in fifth year guys from other places to come here and play 1 year at Nebraska, and they're successful at it. Yeah, okay. Wisconsin basketball looks really, really good, poised to keep going forward to be a top 5 to 7 seed in the tournament, and you know, get to the Final Four.
Unlike your Green Bay Packers.
Oh,
transition right
that's
there.
That's a great transition. Yeah, in the recent playoff game, did you see that the Packers lost to the Bears?
One thing about that
rough
game.
Rough game.
Whoever rough security game. Is at that stadium.
Non-existent?
Well, they're letting metal graders. There's guys in the seats with real cheese and metal graders grading cheese.
Amazing to me what you
Isn't
will
that
pack.
A dangerous weapon?
What you will pack in your suitcase. You'll say you're driving to the hotel to get to Chicago. Oh, honey, we're going to a game. What did you pack? I packed a block of cheddar. I packed my cheese grater and my overstuffed coat. That's it. That's all I'm bringing. And yeah, what's you got to know that they know a guy in the security line. The cheese grater is cool,
like,
man.
Are you a Packer or are you a Bear fan? I'm a Bear fan.
All right.
You can go.
What do you think happens, the guy with the cheese grater, if it's 42-17 Packers at the end of that game? Do you think cheese grater guy turns into mauling, angry Packer fan guy? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know.
That doesn't feel like a guy that you... You're right. That was an oddity of all the things to see in
it
the
game.
It
didn't happen, so we didn't have to worry about it, but...
But, you know, it was the what, thought that was, the cheese grater guy...
They were up. I did not watch the game.
Made a good visual. I do... It was... You didn't watch the game?
No, I didn't care about it.
How dare you?
I mean, I just was rooting for the Bears, but whatever.
And you were... Well, you got on the right side of it, I guess. Yeah. There's a lot to unpack...
They were up
from that
21-3 at the half.
Yes. They should have absolutely...
Wow, I didn't realize it was that much.
I mean, they had an opportunity to bury the Bears before halftime. There was no sense of urgency going into halftime to do anything more than attempt a 50-yard field goal at the end of the half. Any number of plays forward would have got them 3 points at that point. They didn't seem urgent coming out of the half. Three straight three and outs to start the half.
Well, yeah, they only scored another 6 points in the second half.
It was unbearable. It really was, yeah.
I did see highlights, and Caleb Williams threw a couple passes. He went, what?
Caleb Williams has an arm like nobody's.
He was in midair.
Yeah.
No feet on the ground.
Yes.
And do you see that crossbody?
He's done
it. And I went, and all the, you know, during the breakdown of highlights, and everybody's like Kurt Warner,
yeah,
Hall of Fame quarterback, goes, I don't know how he did that.
I remember he made a throw like that earlier in the year, and it was just a dart with 2 feet off the ground, making a throw. It's like you see that throw, and you think, oh, that's how this guy, since he was a high school sophomore, 10 years now, has been the greatest quarterback anybody has ever seen, and he's really showing it. He looked like it post game. He looked like
coaching.
It, and he's got some coaching, man. Yeah. I really like the.
He did have it. Had a good Jordan Love. Had a good game.
Jordan Love did have.
I mean,
a fantastic
all right.
Game.
I mean, it's 24 for 46, 323 yards, 4 TDs, 1 sack.
That's a Jordan Love game. That's
yeah.
He was not the issue there.
Running
the,
game.
The run game was an issue.
Ooh,
19
yeah.
carries for 55 yards yeah, is yeah, not yeah, acceptable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Romeo Doubs is playing well.
124 for a TD.
Matthew Golden played well for the first time in a very
for,
long
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Christian Watson dropped a few
a
balls.
Long time.
Surprise, surprise. Christian Watson dropped a couple balls.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was not helping a ton. They're really... Lucas Van Ness played well, finally,
yeah,
on
yeah,
defense.
Yeah.
But as a whole, that defense is problematic.
Brandon McManus missed one?
He missed two. He missed two and an extra point.
Ouch.
Yes, and they lost by 4 points.
Is he still on the team?
As of today, Matt LaFleur and he both are employed by the Green Bay Packers. It's unfortunate for
you.
Want
to talk about that at all? I will.
Please do. Would you please tell me about...
Is he a free agent after next year, correct?
Correct. He and the general manager are both in now going into the last year of their deals with the Green Bay Packers.
That's GM.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
and
a new one.
No, Gutenkust and Ed Policy's kid, or Carmen Policy's. Ed Policy is
yeah.
the new CEO
oh,
of the
CEO.
Packers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
they don't have a team president.
Yeah,
you know, they don't have an owner.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So essentially, this is the acting owner.
You
they
could
have
be
a
an
new.
Owner.
I have a share. It's sitting. It's you know sitting on the wall. I'm a shareholder.
Half.
I get a single share. Yeah. That's
so, a lot of debate
mm-hmm.
is whether or not he should stay there or not. And I'm like, well, he's a good coach. I mean, he's proven that he is. He just hasn't made it to the big dance.
Yes, there are 9 teams.
But who else? But I have a friend of mine who has a podcast from Sporting,
okay.
in sports, and he talked about this. And I go, well, who would you get to replace him
yeah.
that you can depend on? He threw out some names.
I mean,
I
you could say a Harbaugh. I would like a Harbaugh. I'll take a Jim Harbaugh.
If it was me as a Viking fan, just... LaFleur stay
right.
Pay him the
rest of the
$20 million
a year. We're doing the rest of the division a favor because right now, I mean, Ben Johnson, the coach of the Bears, is dismantling the Packers game by game. He does not like the Packers.
Obviously.
He has said as much.
Yes,
he said as much after the game.
Yes,
during the game, all season long. In his
after the game, he said even less.
He dropped a word that that would stop the show if
yeah,
we used
yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
To describe how much he feels about the Packers.
Yeah.
That's
I understand that.
Awesome. Like that kind of contempt, that's the level of coaching you need. And, I mean, that Matt LaFleur is the worst coach in the division. Undoubtedly.
Probably at this point now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think my coach, O'Connell,
I would take O'Connell.
Yeah, right?
O'Connell would win me a couple extra games that LaFleur didn't. Ben Johnson clearly outcoached Matt LaFleur this year.
Yep.
The head coach of Dan Campbell's is the dude. He might be the best coach in the entirety of the NFL, if not short list, right? Now that we've had a couple of retirements this year. He's short list for me. I
don't know. This past season, there showed some stuff going on.
Fair.
I think they fired the OC, too.
They did let the OC go. Yeah.
Ooh, what a shock.
For me, it feels like he's the worst coach in the division. You can debate around and say, well, he's got a winning record better than... Well, he does. He's got a winning record, but he's got playoff losses. He's 3-7 in the playoffs?
Something like that.
Not good. That's not a winning record. You needed a winning record to win playoffs.
There was a video... Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's real or not. A lot of people say it was, of Jordan Love and some other players confronting LaFleur right after the game in the locker room. A lot of expletives saying what's going on? Why did we lose this game? Like yelling.
Huh.
I saw the excerpt of it. I mean, it looked real.
Okay.
Like the players are, you know.
And it's a surprising thing.
If you lose the locker room, that's one thing.
We're less than a week after the game.
Yeah.
And every other team, you know for sure if their head coach is or isn't coming back. Besides the Packers. In the entire of the NFL.
If you can't get a contract with LaFleur, what do you do? I mean, he'd be a coveted guy to go to Miami. I mean, any other team.
Yes. There's 9 openings currently.
Yes.
Every one of them would be just fine with getting Matt LaFleur
Steelers wouldn't take him.
As their hire. No?
No.
Why not? I mean, maybe, but he would at least be better than if you're a candidate, if you're making a list and he's out there as a candidate, he's gotta be in the top of the list. I really
if that becomes a fact. I mean, I guess.
And
sure.
I don't know. If you're Green Bay, I'd like to think that you need a plan in place, right? Like if you're the new GM or you're the new hirer and firer for the Green Bay Packers.
What's that again?
Hirer and firer for the Packers.
Yeah.
You have to go into that job with a plan that says, at the end of this year, if we win, we do this. If we don't win, I'm going to do this. It can't be a surprise at the end of the season that you have to figure out what to do with your coach. You think he's got a list together of, here's the guy I really want. Here's the guy
John Harbaugh is out there.
There's a Harbaugh out there. There's a Tomlin out there if you want
Tomlin's
him.
Not going to. I think he's weird.
He feels like a solid.
He can't, though. He's under contract for 2 more years.
Oh, so he could just be a guy on TV for a couple of years?
So, because if he were to be wanted to go as a head coach, they have to negotiate with Pittsburgh in order for him to be hired.
Fair.
Yeah, he's under contract.
So, the way it feels is that LaFleur comes back.
Yeah,
I don't believe. See, I don't know a ton about who would be a better. I mean, I could tell you about
Stefanski.
No, I don't think so.
McCarthy's out there.
As much talk as a guy like Kevin Stefanski got for winning Coach of the Year, and he's a whisperer of some kind of offense. He hasn't had a good team. To his lifetime record as a head coach is well under 500.
Yeah.
Despite having Myles Garrett on a team. No,
it's Cleveland, and I think Andrew Berry hasn't been not helping at all.
No, that's a terrible franchise. So I don't think, but I think LaFleur he's an upgrade over him.
Yeah,
I think, I think so. So yeah. I think he comes back.
Yeah, he'll
next
come back.
Year. I think you.
They'll sign him to a 3-year or something like that.
Because you can always fire a coach.
Yeah.
Like it's not hard.
Yeah, the his salary doesn't go against the cap, which
correct.
Is great.
Correct. That's the thing is it might look bad.
Ask
might
LA.
Feel,
or
yeah.
Los Angeles.
There's tons of teams.
Las Vegas.
You can keep firing coaches. It doesn't hurt your bottom line. It hurts your respectability as a franchise, right. Maybe. But no, if you got to re-sign LaFleur, you got to go. You have to say the team, because the team they ended the year with, it's a little too early in the offseason for me to run down the here's who's coming back and here's who's not coming back.
Nobody knows that yet. I mean,
you can kind of look at some of these salary cap. You've probably done it for your Vikings and saw it. Okay.
I didn't really want it to because it's not good.
This guy, yeah. Well, the Packers either. The Packers are.
I think
are,
right now we're $38 million over.
The Packers are looking at having to cut a guy like Rashawn Gary. You're looking at having to cut an offensive line, Sean Ryan, and as a center position. You're looking at having to get about $20 million.
So we were kind of all in this past season.
And Green Bay as well.
Yeah.
When you sign, when you trade for Micah Parsons and you give him the largest deal, the Packers have the highest, one of the highest paid quarterbacks, one of the highest paid running backs, highest paid tackles. Highest paid, Elgton Jenkins will be gone. Their Pro Bowl center, he'll be gone because he was one of the highest paid guys. Highest paid defensive end, highest paid linebacker, highest paid safety. The list goes on and on.
Just not receivers.
No, and that's where the problem lies. Yeah. Is you now that team is your team. You don't have a first round pick to put a Band-Aid on your problems. No, what the team you have, that's pretty much it. It's unfortunate. I think next year, I think at least the Packers are going to be looking up at the Bears for the next couple of years, if not the Lions also, if not the Vikings probably.
All we need is a quarterback.
Who, the Vikings? Didn't you draft one in
out
the first round? You drafted one in the first round this
year,
didn't you?
You just got to figure out if he's the guy or not. That's still going to take a night. I don't know. That's another day.
It's too early. It's too late in the show to start talking about how much we're going to develop J.J. McCarthy next year. This feels like deja vu. We talked about this last year.
Yeah, but he didn't play nothing last year because he was hurt.
Did he play a lot this year?
10 games.
How'd he play? Awful. The answer's
awful. C-.
C-.
There were spots that you kind of go, okay, I can see that. Just be a little more consistent.
Sure.
Stop getting flags for being in flagrant foul when he manhandled somebody in the up. Did you see that?
I did not.
He was running against the Packers.
Oh?
No, it was the last game. So, yeah, it was the Packers.
Tell me more.
He was running. He did he just went for the sideline, and one of your Packers were right there, and he hit him and knocked him down, and he did one of those taunting things.
Mm-hmm.
All attitude, but whatever.
Huh.
We only got like a minute and a half left, by the way.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike Tomlin quit.
Yeah.
I mean, he essentially resigned. He didn't want to be it anymore. I think he's done. I think he's going to retire.
That feels.
And be a TV guy.
He'd be great. He'll be great on TV.
I mean, why wouldn't
you?
I mean, he'll get paid.
That franchise feels like it's in a reset mode. When you have to get a new coach and a new quarterback. You are starting over. And
defense.
Yeah, that's a.
I mean, everything.
Know, all teams have to do that eventually. You have to go to the bottom. You have to. You have to. Otherwise, you get stuck in this sort of middle ground for way too long.
I think they're kind of, except for their quarterback and running back.
And again,
back,
problem
their
is.
Their defense is really.
When you have a high paid quarterback, it's hard to all the way reset.
Yeah.
Three of the four teams in that division are looking at new coaches. Adam Thielen retired.
Yeah, we
might
already knew that.
Might be your favorite Viking.
He's up there.
Yeah. He retired. We'll talk about next week. Do we really only have a minute?
Not
or
even.
So
no,
left?
No, no, no. You got like 20 seconds now.
Dude, that's.
Well.
That's a really full way to go us.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Very little.
Didn't even talk about weather.
No, we did. No, it was so fast at the beginning of the show, we didn't. Thanks for coming in and doing this. I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed seeing you, talking about things and stuff. Have a great weekend. Bye.